Right, I prepared the shmooze on the plane, so I had no one to say it over to. So it's almost like I'm saying it over now. I usually try and say over the shmooze to someone before I say it in the yeshiva. But sometimes you don't have the luxury. So feel free if you want to slug it up, because it wasn't like muskum yet. So it was hard for me to think through and to figure out. So I have three shmooze, and probably only say two. But let's start with the easier one to say over. Not that it's necessarily the easier. Say the easier one first, just as a warm-up. So the pasuk says in Chav Vav Aleph, Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz Melvada Rav Arishon Asher Yimei Avram, Vayelech Yitzchak El Avimelech Melech Plishtim Grora. And Yitzchak went to Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, Grora. So the Sforno says, Vayelech Yitzchak Avimelech, Lito Rishus Yimenu Derech Musar. He went to ask permission, the way of Musar, to be Menschlich-like, Yosei Chafetz Oz Letzeis Mi'artzim Ne'rav, because he wanted to leave where he was because of the famine. If you look at the Rashbam on the right, Milvad Ha'arav Harishon Ashayhari B'mei Avram Kedeksiv, as it says, Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz Vayirad Avram Mitzrayim. Same thing happened with Avram Avinu, that there was a famine in the land, and Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Lahutshach Pasuk said, the purpose of this Pasuk, Eli Diyach, only to teach you, She'akashem She'Avram Aviv Hayaholech B'shvil Avram Mitzrayim, Kach Yitzchak Hayor L'Mitzrayim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Same way Avram went to Mitzrayim, so too Yitzchak's going through Plishtim to Mitzrayim Derech Tzara, the shorter way. Kedeksiv V'lonochem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Karavu L'Kach L'Amar Amalok Kodesh Baruch Hu Altir Mitzrayim. That's why Hashem said, don't go down to Mitzrayim. V'sheyodeya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyor L'Mitzrayim. Hashem knew he's going down Mitzrayim. So it occurred to me, Acher Ha'ian, after thinking about this, it occurred to me as follows. Had three points. When Yitzchak went to Avimelech, Litol Rishus Himenu, when he went to ask Rishus, so what was that? I was thinking that it was a famine. It was Sakanas Nefashis. And as we'll see, I don't know if I didn't make the Maram Kamas, but the Rishonim say that Ribbono Shalom told them, you're a Ola, you're a Karban from the Kedis Yitzchak, so you really shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, you should stay. I didn't Yitzchak realize that he's like a Karban, he shouldn't leave. Ein Echanami, he did realize, but Mamash, it wasn't something that, it was Pikuach Nefesh, Al Sakanas Nefashis. I assume that Sakanas Nefashis was Doche, the mitzvah of not leaving Eretz Yisrael. So Yitzchak had a good reason to leave. It was also Sakanas Nefashis. It was also, you know, the Mesorah. You know, the Mesorah. Mesorah sometimes, you know, he went, it's a fact, maybe there are other ways to solve the problem of famine, but sometimes if that's the Mesorah to do it, I remember in yeshiva, we tried to get the yeshiva because there was Jep on Wednesdays and the shmooze was right by Jep. It was too short. Try to get the yeshiva to say the shmooze on Tuesdays. He couldn't. So his father said shmooze on Wednesdays. He had to say shmooze on Wednesdays. Is it Masorah? You can't say shmooze on Thursdays. I assume if the yeshiva had the, you know, felt the Masorah so strong, he couldn't change it. So I assume Yitzchak also had a very stern reason to go. So if with these three points, it was Sakanas Nefashis. It was compelling, obviously, Sakanas Nefashis. Otherwise, Yitzchak himself wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. Wouldn't have had a Havanah to leave. And also, it was the Mesorah of his father. So what's Pshat? Vayelech Yitzchak El Melech Litol Rishus Yimenu Derech Musar. He went to ask Rishus. Like what was the Derech Hashus? I remember I was a bacher in yeshiva, so I once went to ask Rabbi Harris, or David Harris, Rishus, there was a family avart, and I asked him if I can go to the vart. So I'm still not sure. I think this was, he was insulting me. He was giving me a musar, but he says, Mordechai, if you're asking Rishus, you must really think I'm going to say yes. Because if I thought he would say no, he probably figured I wouldn't ask Rishus. So what's the pshat over here that Yitzchak went, Litol Rishus Yimen Derech Musar? Was he like me asking Rabbi Harris if I can go to a family vart? Because he knew Avimelech would say yes. And what would happen if Avimelech would say no? Because it's not mistabra that if he went to ask Rishus, so he's going to follow, if that's the Derech Kavod, he was the Melech, he'd have to listen. So which means it's amazing, the hair that Yitzchak went to ask Rishus, even though he may have not gotten Rishus, it's Bikuach Nefesh, and the Masar of his father at stake, but evidently the Hilchos Musar says that he's not allowed to go without asking Rishus. This was not a schmooze to not leave yeshiva without asking Rishus, but as I'm saying it over, it sounds like, what are our cheshbon? I'm just saying this, I didn't think of this on the plane, but like before we go away, we have compelling reasons. So, okay, that is compelling, is pikuach nefesh, and the Masara, may some sorrow your father. Like my brother, the first year he was a counselor in camp, he told the kid during davening, shouldn't talk. Kid said, it's my father's minig is to talk. So sometimes there's Masara the wrong way, but so just we should the hair that the Derech Musar is also the halacha. That's also halacha. And Yitzhak Avinu felt that you can't tramp halacha to keep other halachas, even Bikuach Nefesh. So it requires a little hesber, but maybe there were other eitzes that he hadn't pursued. Okay, that's just the free warm up. Okay, so the next shmooze, and I don't think they're not related in any way. Just the next shmooze, this whole sugya of the selling of Bechorah. So Vayomer Esav, Hine Nochi Holich Lamas, V'Lamas Eli Bechorah. And Esav said, I'm going to die, V'Lamas Eli Bechorah. And Yaakov said, swear to me. And he swore, and he sold the Bechorah to Yaakov, and then Yaakov gave him the Lechem and the Ziradoshim, Vayochal Vayesh, Vayokam Vayelach, and then Vayivez Esav as a Bechorah. So there's a lot of the Rishonim all get involved here, that's why there's multitude of Marmakomos here. I realized it wasn't shy to go in 15 minutes, and my head was spinning to be able to cut out the exact ones that you could do in 15 minutes. I apologize if you couldn't get to the right ones. But I was very intrigued over here. Just what is the pshat? Because it says, Hine anochi holich lamas v'lamas zeli bechora. And then, what's the pshat? Vayivez Esav as a bechora. One step, two steps. So, if you look at the Rashbam on the bottom left, so the Rashbam says, Hini Anochi Holech Lamas. He says, every day I go to hunt lions and tigers and bears, and I'm a Cholam Asukun. I'm a Sukun Lamas. Lamas Eli Lahamtin Lakabal Chelet Bechorah Lach Hamisa Savino. Why should I wait to get this Bechorah after my father dies? I myself won't live. He says, Kach Pirish Avi Harav Rab Meir, Menuchas HaKavot, should rest in peace. Vezehu Ayivez Esav Ez HaBechorah. That's the Vishat, Ayivez Esav Ez HaBechorah. So it sounds like the Rashbam is learning. You're welcome to correct me or argue. It's like Hainu Hach. When Esav said, Hine Enochi Holich Lamas, V'Lamas Eli Bechorah, that's pshat. That was the Vayivez Esav as a Bechorah. It's just the Torah wants to say it straight. No remiza, straight out. So the Torah says it. By the way, when I saw the Zehu, that's what made me realize that maybe there may be a different shot. I was already searching to see if everyone agrees to this. Then you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "And hine anochi holich lomus." And Rashi writes that misnodedes volechas hi abchora. This bechora is not all it's cracked up to be. Shelo tehei kol eis avoda bechoras. The avoda is not always going to be with the bechora. Ki shevet Levi yitalosa. Eventually, shevet Levi is going to take over. So it's whatever. It's not the real thing. Va'od, another pshat. Omer Esav, ma tiva shel avoda zu. What is this avoda, the bechora? Omer lo, kamas haros va'onshin misas pluyimba. There are a lot of halachas, and if you don't do them right, you mechayev misa. Kosa shoshaninu elu hein shav misa. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, or the Mishnah says, these following have misa shtuya yayin and purei rosh. Amra ani holich lomas ayad. There's no way I could do this. I'm going to die. I'll be one of those people chayev misa. Imkein ma chafetz liba. So what do I gain from this? I didn't quote the Rashi and Vayivez Esav, but the Rashi says Heyed hakosav al risho shabizav odoso shalmakum. The Torah is testifying that he was mevaza the avoda, the kabonos of the Bono Shalom. So it sounds like he's learning like the Rashbam. That's Hainu Hach. It's the same thing. Hine anochi holich lomos is the Vayivez Esav Esabachorah. Okay, but then we take a look at the Chizkuni. Top left. I know it's not in order. I apologize. This Vayive Zeisav Es HaBechora. Ad Shalom Nivchar Aaron Lekuna Hoysavod HaBechoras. Before Aaron got the Kuna, the Bechoras used to do the Avoda. Omar Osa Rosha Mani Malachlech Yodi Bedam HaKabonis. I'm going to go dirty my hands with blood from Karbonis? Hado d'ksiv, imlo dam sinesa v'dam yedafucha, dam mila v'dam Karbonis. So this is the Vayivez Esav Es HaBechora, that he didn't want to get his hands dirty with the avod of Hashem. That to me sounds like also Hainu Hach. Okay, now look at the last shot of the Chizkuni, Dover Acher. The fishelo hayerotza sheyachzikuhu lesechel lesachel al shemachas b'choroso, because he didn't want people to establish him as a fool that he sold the b'chora hayemavaza osa, he was mavaza it v'omer shlo hayser shover rak davar muad. He said that it's only worth pennies. So it sounds from this Chizkuni that there are two things. First of all, he was going to sell the Bechorah. But he was worried that people are going to make fun of him. That you sold the Bechorah? Now, why would he sell the Bechorah? Unless you want to make up a new reason, there are some lot of good reasons written down over here. He didn't want to get his hands dirty. Maybe he'll die. What good is it? The Chizkuni before the one that I copied says, that the avoda is tluya v'yirushas ha'eretz Yisrael, and the yirusha is not going to come for another 400 years. I'm not living 400 years. It's me after the Shibin Mitzrayim. So I'm not going to live till then. So what am I going to get out of it? No revach. I And the other reasons that I'm busy, who knows if I'll even be zocha to be yorishit, maybe I'll die before it goes to, before my father dies. So it sounds like there are two steps. The first step is that he sold the Bechorah because he didn't want the Bechorah. But the then there was a second step of Ayivas Esav as a Bechorah. There were two steps. First, he didn't take the Bechorah for all the reasons. And then Vayivas Esav as a Bechorah, he started going around telling him, like, it's worthless, nothing. So my kasha is, what, wasn't he mevazet before? You're selling the Bechorah because you don't want to be involved with the dam of the Karbonas? You're selling the Bechorah because it's worthless to you to pass it on to your children, so you won't be around 400 years in 400 years. But you know the legacy that you're going to have? It's worthless to you? You're going to be the progenitor of Eretz Yisrael, everything is going to go through you. The Beis HaMikdash, all the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that a bizui? It sounds like that Vayivas Esav as a Bechorah, this was the Nakuda. Vayivas Esav as a Bechorah. Maybe without this Nakuda, you see that the Baal HaTurim, Vayivas Esav as a Bechorah, he says, Gabe Haman, Tahainu Buza ben Buza, Haman Harasha, Sheyotza Me'esav. The Pasuk says over there that this Midah is what caused Haman to want to kill out all the Jews. This Midah of the Bizui. Knows that fact that Mordechai didn't bow down to him, fine. You're angry at Mordechai, go kill Mordechai. Where do you get from Mordechai to killing all the Jews? But this second darga of what Esav did, he was upset at Mordechai. So then he went to be mevazeh, not just Mordechai, but all the Jews. So this is the pshat that Esav also did that. He didn't take the Bechorah. But not only that, he went ahead and was mevazeh, the second step. So it sounds like the ik to me, it seemed like the ikker aver over here on Esav's part was the second step. Who knows what would have been had he not been mevazeh. As it is, he had charata later on, the pasuk says. He had charata on selling the Bechorah to Yaakov. So who knows? Maybe he would have charata. Maybe he could have still been able to be Omid bin Nisayon had he not pushed to be mevazeh the Bechorah. He just would have succumbed to the, so to speak, the lesser crime of not wanting the Bechorah, but not being mevazeh the Bechorah. Maybe he still could have been Omid bin Nisayon. Maybe he still would have, there would have been something there left to think about, to dwell upon, to think through. And had he not made that second plunge to be mevazeh the Bechorah, sounds like he could have come back. He would have come back sooner. It sounds like there's some connection there with Haman. This is the Midah. To have taken that second step to go ahead and be mevazeh is what caused the damage over here. Maybe he still could have been over Minnesotan and all of the Nisyonos that will be in 400 years and he won't be around for it. Getting his hands dirty with Dam Karbonos, even though he wasn't necessarily a Machshavit. Unfortunately, this is a big problem. I was telling over to my class that I was trying to get into Psuk de Zimra. I got davening with them, told them. So I said, it's such a great thing to get into Psuk de Zimra. It's like a Musa Seder, trying to get the translation of the words. I asked them who wanted an English sitter. So beautiful. I told him I just recently started myself. So the one boy says to me, "Oh, you're one of those people?" So I was thinking, I mean, I didn't have the schmooze yet, but that sounds like a second darga. Okay, if you're not on the madriga to do something, so okay, you're not on the madriga to do it. So you can't do it. You're not holding by it. But the I don't want to call it the avera, but it's compounded. When compounded, not just double, but the ikar problem comes about when we go to the next step, and we start resenting people who are on that madriga, or you know people think they're on that madriga. We come up with all these cheshbonos, agendas, and it creates a lot of problems. So this is a deher to the second step in our kvishas hayetzer, in our pursuit of Torah mitzvahs, that it's one thing, it's albatar. If we can't be on a madrega, Bez Hashem, one day we'll reach that, we'll reach it. But we have to be careful that we shouldn't chas v'shalom compound the issue by making these commitments to sort of justify ourselves. Esav did it because what was he doing it for? It wasn't even the taiva, just like people shouldn't make fun of him. It was not a particular taiva. He's afraid people can make fun of him. It's not gufa real. He didn't want to get involved with karbanas. It was dirty. It was repulsive to him. That sounded like that was more real. The other thing was just like protect his honor. So if we could really spare ourselves from taking that second step, we can preserve the chutch, some of the madriga that we are on, to not be mevazit. And it seems that by not taking that second step, it may even give us the ability to be able to be omid b'nisayon on the very thing that we think that we're not holding by doing.